Hello, my name is LePage Humphrey. I'm a counselor at Life Changing Ministries. I also have with me Mrs. G.H. I won't use her real name because, you know, some of the things that goes on in counseling are confidential, and we have her approval to sit in and tell you guys a little something about our clinic, but we won't use her real name. She also has her son with her. His name is DJ. He will also be sitting in and telling us a little something about our clinic and how our services have been able to help their family. So, Mrs. G.H., we've been dealing with each other for about 5 or 6 months now, right?
Correct.
So, could you tell us a little something about yourself? How did you end up coming to Life Changing Ministries?
I was searching and looking for help, and I came across a friend that brought me over to Life Changing Ministry and said that Life Changing Ministry can help me change.
Have you ever been in treatment before?
No, sir.
And so what was your struggles that Life Changing Ministries helped you with?
Using drugs.
Okay. Did you have any other issues?
No.
All right. What actually did they do for you?
They opened up the doors for me where I can find out who I really am.
Okay. What are services like there on a day-to-day basis? What is it like there?
It's like a family situation there. Mm-hmm. And it's people there that shows love to you. They let you know that you are somebody and that you can move forward on doing things that you want to do that you haven't never done before.
Okay. And again, Life Changing Ministries, they provide a number of services. Could you elaborate on some of the services that we provide?
Yes, they provide urine drops. They provide hopeless for us. They provide love, family, caring. You know, they show you that.
Transport.
Yes, they transport us to and from those that cannot get there. And I'm blessed with that.
All right. Mr. D, let me ask you, what is it like being in treatment? And you're a young guy. How old are you, 21?
23.
What is it like being in treatment?
I like being in treatment because it shows me that I'm a strong individual and that I can better myself by keep coming to group.
Okay. Now, you guys have a very unique situation here where you're in treatment with your mom. Not saying that you guys were using buddies, but that's very unique because if a lot of young men follow their mom while she's trying to do right, we'll have a better world. And God's work will be that much simpler. But in that, it isn't. How does it feel to be in treatment with your mom? What's that like?
It feels great because for her to be on my side and teach me the things that she teaches me, I got to thank this wonderful woman right here for being my mom and showing me the way that she cares for me because I care about her like she cares about me.
Right, right. And so do you guys have a problem with Life Changing Ministries? We often talk about God. We often talk about Jesus. And do you guys have a problem with that?
No, sir, it doesn't.
Nah.
What church do you guys belong to now?
We belong to
Free and Blessed.
Free and Blessed.
All right, now. And did you come by joining that church by way of Life Changing Ministries?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're not just talking about drugs here. We're talking about well-rounded spiritually, all the way well-rounded.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we deal with family. We deal with couples.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We deal individually. We deal with the children. So we cover the whole gamut.
Yes,
so
yes.
Now, I've got a question. I'm Cindy, the producer of the Robert Harris Life Changing Ministry show. My question, first off, would you let them know, would you let people listening in know where they can find help, where the phone number of Life Changing Ministries and where you're located?
Yes, ma'am. Life Changing Ministries, the phone number is 414-269-9660. And we're located at 1134 West North Avenue, second floor.
Right. So it's like in a real easy to find location.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's in the Omni building, the Omni Pain Clinic, right on 12th and North Avenue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know right where it is.
Exactly.
I guess my question as someone listening in, I don't think people just wake up one day and go, I want to take drugs. I think people that are listening in right now are going, with your permission, to find out how it started, that you got hooked on that.
We'll ask Ms. G.H., how did you stumble along your path of drug use?
Well, first of all, I had to find out who I am. I had to find myself.
Well, what I'm asking is, actually, how did you start using?
I started using at the age of 15, mm-hmm. and now I'm 55, and I'm ready to let go. You know, it's that time.
So were you experimenting with marijuana, or was marijuana what you were using, or were you drinking?
No, I was using marijuana.
So were you experimenting at that time, just being young and fast and hard-headed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, but I think, too, when I look back at that decade that marijuana really became prevalent, I think it was everywhere, wasn't it? I think everybody.
Very popular.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, so very popular.
If your friends are taking it, you're probably taking it, too.
Most yes. definitely.
That's how it begins.
Okay. And did you smoke in the home as you grew older?
Well, usually I would sneak away.
Well, let me ask you something personal, if I may. Do you blame yourself for your son smoking marijuana?
No.
What is the treatment like with him?
He's doing excellent.
No, what is treatment like with you being in treatment with your baby boy?
It gives me hope.
All right.
It gives me hope.
It's not a bad thing, is it?
No. It keeps me alive. And to know my son is so young, at 23 years old, that he's willing to put it down and to let go as well, so he don't have to be a statistic like everyone else.
Most definitely.
Well, how did you find out about Life Changing Ministry?
I have a girlfriend. She was going there, and she wasn't ready to stop. So I went to visit. And when I went to visit, I seen myself sitting in one of them chairs.
Oh, wow.
So I never left.
Wow, that is awesome. Was part of it, too, though, the spiritual aspect of Life-Changing Ministries? I know that's what kind of separates this program from other programs, is that Jesus is involved in the program.
Yes. Wow. That's the part there to give you hope.
I remember one of my girlfriends using, and this would have been back in the 80s, and it wasn't a program. It was up in Green Bay. It wasn't a program where they had Jesus. So they kind of moved her on to another drug. They told her parents it would be okay to let her smoke because she needed to move from one drug to another. And I mean, that was actual advice. So she went from doing the drugs to smoking, and that was, you know, that was a way to move her off the, but there was no hope. There was no Jesus. There was no, yeah, you know, exactly. Looking at a real life change. It was just replacing one thing with another.
Most definitely. And that's where we at Life Changing Ministries, we're looking for restoration. We're looking to restore lives. You know, a lot of those treatment facilities, and I have nothing bad to say about them, because a lot of them do work, and mm-hmm. a lot of people are living fulfilled lives, so to speak. But my thing is, they're teaching recovery and things of that nature. We're teaching restoration,
yes.
Fully becoming whole again.
So how did your son get involved, DJ? How did you decide that this was a program that you wanted to be a part of?
Well, I decided by, you know, looking at myself and saying this isn't me, because by me trying to fit in with others, it wasn't right.
Mm.
So I had to change myself and change my actions and the things I was doing. And by going to Life Changing Ministry, it changed me a lot and showed me that I was a better person than I thought I was, because I thought that by trying to follow others, that it was okay for me to do, and I found out, no, it's not okay for me to do, because look what they're doing, and I know I can do better than them. And so my nieces and nephews, that their uncle can do it, and so my mom, like, Mom, I'm doing better now, Mom. I'm trying to show my mom the same thing, and that's why I go to Life Changing Ministry, showing her that she can do it too.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Amen. Mom, how do you feel about hearing that?
Oh, I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
I know you better not start crying over there.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. Starting to cry.
I'm okay.
Next time we do this broadcast, we should have like tissues in the studio.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So when you get started in Life Changing Ministries, do you have a time where you're like, you know, I really need some help, and then you need to maybe call in the counselors or Robert right away just to get some help? Because, you know, when you're coming off, it's not a smooth ride. It's, you know, there's bumps in the roads. Could you tell us about some of those?
Well, it's like when I feel like I want to use, that's when it's time to pick up the phone. You know, and it's like 24 hours, somebody's always on hand, willing to listen.
Oh, wow.
And then sometime the doors, Life-Changing Ministry, the doors is open. You can just go. It's always someone's there.
And then do you want to give them the address again and the phone number? Somebody's listening just right about now. Maybe they missed the first half.
Yes, the phone number is 414-269-9660. And we're located at 1134 West North Avenue, second floor.
And Life Changing Ministries is a program that reaches out to people, gives them hope, and gets them, walks with them as they get off the drugs. And also, though, what differentiates them from other programs, they also offer you Jesus. They also have, it's a God-based.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. It's like a family thing.
Now, Robert Harris, can you tell us his, because it's his radio show, tell us where he is in the program and what he does or how he runs the program?
Robert is actually the CEO of the program, and he started a couple years ago. Right now, he's working on opening up phase two to Life Changer Ministries, which will be on 33rd and Burleigh. It's called the Healing House, and it's an apartment building that's set up for transitional living for the addict.
Oh, wow. You know, he was talking about that the last time I saw him. How is that coming?
We should be opening probably around the 15th of January.
Oh, wow.
He also has stage three for the addict in process, and that's on 13th and Lincoln. And that will be also residential treatment with a day treatment and an outpatient base.
Boy, those programs are moving right along.
Yes, ma'am. We're serious about this. We're trying to
absolutely
change some lives. What God opened up, can't nobody close. It's God moving.
Amen.
Amen.
It's God moving.
So right after you started with treatment with Life Changing Ministries, how soon before you decided to look for a church to go to?
Well, I've been looking for a church home ever since I was like 15 years old. I've been to many, but I haven't found one like this.
Mm.
They welcome you in with open arms, and you just become this little family, something that I always searched for and never found until I found Life Change Ministry.
Who's the pastor of that again?
Pastor Fred Boswell.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I've had the joy of meeting him.
Yes,
he's
you
wonderful.
Have.
And he, too, works at Life Changing Ministry.
Yes, yes. He's the clinical director.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really great programs that Robert had mentioned. There was one helping people off the opioid.
The opiate epidemic is so big now, but they have medications now that are opiate blockers, and we do provide those. We have an unstaffed doctor that we also do Suboxone, which is also a supplement to get you off the it helps you with the cravings and the withdrawals of the opiate when you're trying to get off. And we have a Vivitrol shot, which is, Vivitrol is mainly, it leans more towards the alcoholic, but it's also an opiate blocker. And
oh,
so there's a lot of medications out there that the public isn't aware of. And, you know, unless you seek treatment and help, then you stay ignorant to, you can't get off these drugs.
Oh, that's right.
You can.
Yeah. And so the phone number again to Life Changing Ministries. So somebody listening right now says, I need help. Or what we have found is that a parent's listening and their child needs help. What is the phone number to call?
414-269-9660.
All right. So is there anything else that you would like to share as far as going to Life Changing Ministry?
Well, I analyze myself and always tell people, you have to step back and analyze yourself. We cannot keep blaming others for what we do. We have to learn how to take responsibility for ourselves. Once we can take that step, we can go farther.
Wow. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And DJ, what are your thoughts? Is there something we haven't brought up that you'd like to share?
Well, I look at it like this. If we all just change what our actions and our state of mind, we can all do better and just stay away from the drug, because it's the mind thing. It's the mindset thing. You have to be strong and willing to fight that addiction and be strong to walk away from it. But like people say, it's kind of hard for them to get off of it. But for me, I'm trying to show others that they can be strong and do what I did, walk away from it.
Amen.
Now, has your friends change since you started the programs?
Well, I stepped away from the negativity friends I had and found positive friends by going to church and going to group.
That's a huge thing too, because I can remember I loved to smoke, so I would hang with smokers.
Right.
Yes.
It's no fun to be the only person smoking. If right. So you do have to change. And, you know, so Life-Changing Ministries, what they have is they have Jesus. They have his help.
Yes.
As you go through treatment.
And, you know, one thing we teach that Jesus is who he is. Mm-hmm. He could snap his finger and instantly fix all our problems.
Yes, he could.
Yes, he could.
But in that he works through people. Then you should work with the people that he put in your life.
Amen. I like that. Yes, that is absolutely true.
Yeah, so the people that come to us, we truly 100% believe God sent them. There's no mistake. There's no, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, you were ordained to be here through God.
Yes.
I was ordained to be in your life through God. And once we get that understood, then the love is poured on, and it's just like, hey, I've been here all my life. Mm-hmm. You know, a God really is here.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I liked what you said when you said, well, Jesus could snap his fingers and fix it, but then that wouldn't be free will.
Most definitely.
He could make everything be perfect, would we be ready for it?
Most definitely. He gives you a perfect will, and it lets you live in your permissive will.
Mm.
So, and that we did things in the permissive will, we are trying to find our way back home into his perfect will.
Yes.
And so that's what life-changing ministries come in. You know, we're trying to do everything biblically, as biblically as we can, so to speak. But then, you know, drugs has a culture of its own. And so, you know, once we get you and we could latch on to you and we could get into your heart, you know, it's just like the change that manifests in your life is just unbelievable. And it's not like it's a secret of change. It's transparent. Everyone sees it, you know. Everyone sees that God really works.
Yes, they give you hope.
You know, God is truly the ultimate counselor for any drug addiction, for any addiction, for any problem that you have. God is the answer.
Yes, he is.
Amen. How have your friends noticed, your family noticed that you are getting help and that you have changed?
Yes, and I'm also trying to get them to come and follow me.
All right.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here. And sometimes you come in and you talk about this, and it's like kind of scary in a way, because you're kind of laying it out there and saying, not so much saying that I'm an inspiration, but you're saying, I am getting help. I am changing my life. And sometimes that's really scary, too. It's a lot easier just let things ride and be the way they are. But then nothing ever changes. It's just the same in, same out. I'm really proud of you guys. I know this was really, it wasn't the easiest thing to come in and share your life like this, but we sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, again, the phone number. And, well, first off, can you kind of tell me how your life coming with Life-Changing Ministries, how did you get into that?
Well, I've been counseling for about 9 years now. And the way I got with Life-Changing Ministry is Pastor Fred Boswell has been my counselor, my mentor, for sort of like a father figure for like the last 17 years. So pretty much everywhere he go, I go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I follow my mentor, I follow my leader, and you know, I try to emulate him and who he is, and, you know, because he's the ideal man who I would like to be. And so in doing that, doors open up for me also. So I went and I got my counseling credential through Fred Boswell, you know, who once he gets in your life, it's just like you can't get rid of him. You're just stuck with him, you know.
Like most family members,
it's
right?
It's like, change, do better, change. God loves you, and this is the pattern that you hear every day. And just imagine hearing that for the last 17 years every day.
Wow, God loves you every day for 17 years.
You have to start emulating those walks and those talks. So,
amen.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, and I'm glad to be here, blessed to be here. You know, I could be somewhere breaking the law. I could be somewhere in somebody's prison somewhere. Instead of being a doted husband and a loving father, a caring son, you know, a caring brother, you know, a person that is actually contributing to the human race.
Well, and you know, too, when you're saying that, that's all the same thing. When somebody is using, it's like when you throw a pebble in the water and it ripples out, and you just said it. When you're doing well, and you've got a loving wife, a loving family, loving friends, and the same thing is when you're using, you're affecting your family, your mom, your parents, yes, your kids, perhaps.
Well, you have what's called reward, and you have what's called consequence. Oh, yeah. And they come from that same ripple that you just talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, you have reward if you're going to do good, and you have consequence if you're going to do bad, but it comes from the same ripple.
Wow.
You know, yeah, most definitely. Just the decisions that you make, you know, it'll change the flow of the current, so to speak.
Yes.
You know what I really, really have loved about Life Changing Ministry over the years? And when Robert Harris first started the show a few years ago, and then he took a break and then came back, but I actually had a friend who brought a dear friend of hers in. And what I liked about Life Changing Ministry's counselors is that they've all been down that road.
Most definitely.
And they walk the walk. It's not like somebody who just, they got their degree from some university and it's like, okay, now this is how you do it.
That's
you've
right.
walked the walk. You've been down that That's same right. road that the people that are coming to you have been. You really understand what kind of led them down that road in the first place. It wasn't like they woke up one day and said, yeah, I think I'm just going to damage my life.
Right.
You know, and do this. It was just a series of choices that kind of led you down that road, and now you're going to have to do another series of choices to get out of that.
Most definitely. And you know, even with that said, the staff at Life Changing Ministries, they did their bad, they did their drugs, they did their life reckoning, so to speak, when they indulged in sinful things.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to change their life, it just shows that, for me to be sitting right here even talking to you, it just shows that change is possible.
That's first and foremost.
Amen. And then from the top to the bottom, I mean, and I'm starting with Robert Harris, and then Pastor Boswell, and then Bob Goodman, who's another counselor, and then you have Mrs. Ely, who's a counselor, and myself, and all of us have been through, well, the things I've been through, I'm pretty sure I got at least 8 or 9 people covered. And so for God, just continue to show me mercy.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for mercy.
And
we'd
so
all be in trouble.
When you're dealing with life-changing ministries, you're going to be dealing with the real deal.
You know? Yes.
It's like hands-on. Hey, you know, what happened to you yesterday? Oh, I was sick. I was craving. Hey, I understand. Been there. Done that.
Wow.
This is how you get up out of that, you know.
So if you would like to contact Life Changing Ministries, or you have a child that you need help through, you can contact this phone number. Do you want to give it to him?
414-269-9660.
Do it one more time.
414-269-9660.
Can you believe we've gone through 25 minutes here? So do any of you guys have any parting words?
But the only thing that I have to say is that people need to step back and analyze theyself and come on and join that boat with us.
Amen.
Amen.
DJ?
All I have to say is that, you know, by the grace of God, you got to look at others and show them that they can do better just like you have done better, and show them that they are stronger than what they are. Don't let other people put you down and make you feel like you're worth nothing, because you are worth something.
And do you have any closing words before
yes,
we?
Yes, I would just like to say that Life Changing Ministries is just one of the small institutes that's out here trying to change lives. There are many, many institutes out here. There's many organizations. There's many places that you could get help in getting your life back. And not all of these places are guided by God. So just, you know, test the spirit by the spirit and get God, you know, talk to God and he'll lead you. Talk to God.
Amen.